Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get back to the NCAA tournament in just a moment. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. But I want to ask a question that I thought was going to be a much bigger part of our lives by this point in the calendar, Perloff, and it's nowhere to be found. And that's Deion Sanders getting involved in the draft process for his son, Shedeur Sanders, then also like a kind of second son, kind of adopted son, if you will, in Travis Hunter. Deion went on your former show, Dan Patrick's show, your former boss, and said, you know, I'm going to step in if I don't like what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, nothing. Like, if you are going to try to get Shedeur somewhere or you want Travis to play somewhere, don't you have to sort of start laying the foundation, the breadcrumbs? Like, if you're going to really impact this process, you have to start impacting it. To be fair, I think Deion, that might have been a lot of smoke. I think he's going to be sitting this whole thing out.
Why do you think that he's not making calls behind the scenes? You're saying because Deion's not in the press saying things? How do you know he's not making calls?
Well, the only reason why I think he's not making calls is twofold. One, the reports are, at least outwardly after the combine, is that maybe not everyone's in love with Shedeur as much as they may have thought. He might not be the no doubt, no brainer second quarterback off of the board here. He may not be going second overall or behind Cam Ward, what have you. And so are we now in mode of, oh boy, we just don't want him to drop. So I don't want to get involved or look like I'm getting involved and that might scare a team away. Secondly, why I thought Deion would be a big part of our lives in this moment to try to steer Shedeur and Travis somewhere is because what is Deion's most powerful amount of influence? To me, it's not behind the scenes. It's in front of the camera. You know, Deion's ability to grab headlines, his ability to get our attention is one of his greatest assets outside of his talent, obviously. So if he wants to impact where Shedeur, Travis Hunter are going to land, doesn't he have to use the power of the media, the power of the microphone, you know, make this as public as possible? And to his credit, I'll say, we have not heard a peep.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things going on here. I think what's really happening in the NFL draft world is, my old friend Scott Peel used to say, there's a layer of information below the surface that nobody knows about. There's something completely different happening on the team level. It's just the way it is. And even former executives don't get access to that. So we don't know what's really happening there. And I kind of disagree about the direction of Shedeur. Now it feels like Shedeur is coming back up.
Oh, okay.
I think
whichever way the wind blows, I guess.
Well, McShay came out yesterday and said he thinks the Browns are going to take him at two. And then Mary Kay Cabot said the Browns are looking at him at two. So here's where you and I just, I think for some reason, I think Deion he said nice things about the Browns a few weeks ago. I think he's down with that. I think that might, that's more likely to me a reason he's being quiet. I think he likes the direction where things are headed.
Oh,
he might have a couple connections in that top 10. The Browns, the Raiders, and the Giants. We know the Giants have been gotten themselves close to the Sanders family. They were at all his practices. Yep. Joe Shane has been photographed at Colorado. We know that the Raiders have a connection because of Shador and Tom Brady. I think the Browns and Deion are playing nice too. Well, so then, maybe that's why we haven't heard from Deion.
Well, here's my question then. If you're not going to get involved to keep your kid from going to the Browns, then why even say you're going to get involved in the first place? The Browns is the one place that you would probably want to, you know, protect him from, considering the horrible track record they have with quarterbacks. You're stepping into a Deshaun Watson situation that's thorny at best. I know Myles Garrett just re-signed. You are not far removed, though, from having your best player publicly ask for a trade, and I think everyone there is on the hot seat. So beyond just the regular Cleveland dysfunction, you are really asking Shador to come into a place that no one's been able to turn around. And I know that Shador said, well, I did it at Jackson State, I did it at Colorado. All well and good. Also had your dad there, who is someone who takes up a lot of oxygen and who was clearly the face of the program. Now you're going to be the face of the program. It's a little bit of a different ask. Well, and I'm not doubting that he's a, you know, dynamic, charismatic, you know, player and person, but it's the Browns, dude. Like, there might not be enough, like, charisma on the planet to get the Browns back in good shape.
Yeah, it's so funny. I think there are some attributes to the Browns. They have the core of a team that won 11 games 2 years ago. They have a, they would, their whole O-line got hurt last year. If some of those guys come back, I think people like Andrew Berry, the GM. I think, I believe Paul DeBordes is still there. I think... I understand people like Kevin Stefanski. He's a very good offensive coach. There's definitely some talent there, more than New York Giants probably, more balance on your roster. You just got Myles Garrett back. I think you could squint and see the Browns as an opportunity. There's some players there.
Okay, I think when you're talking about the Browns, though, and there's other teams that are like this, the Browns, EJ's Jets, the Raiders for a long time, there's other, you have to factor in more than just who the names are on the roster.
But Deion went to Colorado, as you mentioned. I mean, that was a disaster of a program, and he turned it around. I just think that there, you might look at Cleveland as an opportunity and not look at the past and say, wow, I think there's reasons to think you could turn around. I mean, you're throwing a good guy. You got Njoku, you got Judy, you got Pro Bowlers on the front line, and you got Myles Garrett on defense. I think you can convince yourself I can win 10 games here.
Okay. Well, then I bring you this because, again, who's really most responsible for turning around these, you know, programs like Jackson State or like Colorado? Was it actually Shador? Was it actually Deion? Was it actually Travis Hunter? Was it actually Deion?
Well, I think Shador.
Well, we've never seen him do it without his ultra-famous dad.
And vice versa.
Well, but what I'm getting at here...
yeah.
Is Deion's contract at Colorado. And
right.
Deion always talking about how he would only go to the NFL if he could coach his son. That would be the only stipulation. Here is Deion. Is this from yesterday, EJ? Thank you. Dismissing a question about his current contract and where things stand with Colorado.
I know how much you love it here and how much you've grown accustomed here. Is there any talks of a contract extension? Was that something you're being open to?
Maybe. I don't know. I ain't worried about me. Let's get everybody else straight first, then I'm good.
Okay, so great thing to say, the right thing to say, don't make it about you, but Deion is about to be 3 years into what is reportedly a five-year deal. And, you know, if he continues to do well without Shador and without Travis Hunter, then two options could arise. He could take another big college job. That's going to be on the table for sure. And then the NFL. And wherever Shador lands, having a chance to coach him. So maybe he sees the Browns. You think it could be an opportunity and he likes the people there. He could also see the Browns as a place where he could go in and have full power, most likely unchecked, because I think the Browns would be, if they do fire this current regime, would probably be desperate to bring in somebody who is a culture changer like Deion has proven to be.
Yeah, that's a good point. But well, that's the other thing, too. You said that he continues to win. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who think Deion will not be able to win without Shador. But that's why he wants to go to the NFL. That's why he was saying that right now. I'll go coach my son. But, yeah, that's a good theory. again, though, Kevin Stefanski's a pretty good. I think Deion likes him. He'd probably say, yeah, I'll take the Browns job, but you get to stay and be the offensive coordinator. Deion's not dumb. He likes good coaches around him. Yeah, that could be the way to go. But again, we get back to, I think he does not hate Cleveland. I don't think it's a nefarious motive here, as you were hinting there, that Deion says, go to Cleveland because I can coach you next year. I think he would say, if he does actually like Cleveland, he would say, okay, there's a lot of talent there. It's a good offensive coach. This is as good as any other spot in the top 10.
Yeah, I think there's something about Cleveland where it's a snake-bitten franchise. And I guess you could have said that about Colorado. They were coming off a one win, but, you know, college is different. And winning in the Big 12 is very different than winning in the AFC North.
I mean, listen, Stefanski's had a good record until last year. Two-time coach of the year, right? Two double-digit win seasons with kind of a flawed roster. Never got anything out of Deshaun and still won a lot of games.
How many playoff games has he won?
He beat Pittsburgh. That's worth 50 in Cleveland. How many playoff games
have any? He wasn't even on the sideline for that game. Remember, he had COVID. He was in his own basement.
How many playoff games have other Cleveland Brown coaches won?
You're making my point. The franchise is not in a great spot.
No, I know, but you don't get drafted. I mean, listen, Deion wants somebody in the top 10. Who's in a great spot? Who's drafting in the top 10? Obviously, nobody, because they're in the top 10.
I understand, but I would say Cleveland, outside of the Jets, has the worst reputation for ruining quarterbacks than any other team in the league.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were Shador and you had your choice between the Giants and the Browns, where would you go?
These are two bad options. both coaches on the hot seat. Maybe Malik Nabers may sway me to go to the Giants, possibly. And New York, maybe, I guess. But that's just maybe me having a bias because we live here. I think he can make plenty of money in Cleveland, too. Mm. I don't think he needs the New York market.
Yeah, I kind of lean. You're right. Those are all very good points. It is really close. I kind of think Cleveland's a better offense right now. Just a little better. The O-line potentially is better. Again, you're in the top 10. Look at Tennessee. Would you want to be there? What if they trade to 3 and drafted Shador? Then Deion's like, what is this team I'm around?
Well, the only thing about Tennessee is, and I don't mean this as a disrespectful kind of way, but I think it comes with a little less intense scrutiny than Cleveland and New York. New York because of the market, Cleveland because of the graveyard of quarterbacks that have gone there. And you're always looking to see, like, how is this going to go wrong in Cleveland? And I'm not alone on this, by the way. Like, I'm not I think sometimes, Paul, if you make it seem like I'm the only person who thinks that Cleveland's dysfunctional. They definitely are. Like, that's their reputation. If you played like a word association, Cleveland Browns and dysfunction would go hand in hand.
Oh, no, of course. I think you're absolutely right. The team that everyone's wondering if Deion will speak up against is Cleveland. But I think going number 2 overall is a big deal. And if that can happen, by the way, there's no guarantee that could happen. If that can happen, I think that's attractive too. And if you're a dad, wouldn't you be psyched if your kid went number 2? I think pride plays into this. He doesn't want him to fall to 21 to the Steelers.
Mm, might be better for him though.
Yeah, but
play for Mike Tomlin, who everybody loves.
Yeah, but if you're a quarterback, would you rather fall or go number 2?
Well, I'd rather go to the better team. And if I go to Pittsburgh and I have DK Metcalf and I've got Pickens, and if those guys have their heads on straight and I've got the defense of the Steelers, maybe I like that better than Cleveland.
Yeah, that is, the way you just described Pittsburgh, oof. That's another.
I can't get rid of Arthur Smith.
Can you give me a third option here?
I can't go to the Ravens. They're all set. And the Bengals. 888-710-4ISN. What is that?
New phone, who dis?
It's our new number, 888-710-4476. Save it in your phones. If you like to call the show, we still want to hear from you. We still want you to be a part of the show. We just have a new number. That's all. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, let's reveal the second region of the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. It's come down to the wire in yesterday's bracket, the Gotham City bracket. We'll give you the updates next, and we've got a brand new region to reveal to you. Hold tight. We're back in a minute.
Back on Maggie and Perloff, we have drama. We have a buzzer beater brewing in our movie sequel bracket. We're doing a fun bracket of the greatest movie sequels of all time, and we have a 50-50 coming down the wire of two terrible movies, The Lost World, Jurassic Park versus Ghostbusters 2. EJ, you said it's 50-50 with 3 minutes left?
Now 2 minutes left. 274 votes, 50-50.
Oh, man.
274. Let's do the math quick. So you could go to our X feed at Maggie and Pearl and be the decider here. What happens if it goes to a tie?
Well, last year we had a tie.
Yeah.
And we did a new bracket or new poll. We put it up and
said,
You have an hour to figure out who advances. It's overtime. An overtime bracket.
I got
to
make sure that I actually voted. Hold on. I could be the deciding vote.
Oh, my gosh. We can't let this happen.
Hold on 1 second.
We know what's going to happen. Maggie votes.
Ta-da! I just voted.
There you go.
For Ghostbusters, too. Of course I did.
That could be the deciding vote.
Well, it might be. We'll see. 1 minute left.
What if I get on Twitter right now and I vote against that vote, Maggie? Cancel your vote.
It's chaos.
Democracy.
It's chaos. Okay. While that is finishing up, let's get to the next region to be revealed. Hit it, Manny. Okay, Maggie and Perloff, movie sequel bracket. We gave you Gotham City region yesterday in honor of the Dark Knight being the number one overall seed. Perloff, in this region, we are calling it the Corleone Sicily region because the number one seed in this region is The Godfather 2.
Mm. Mike, that's impossible. They'll turn him over directly to the Internal Revenue, Customs, and half the FBI.
It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible.
It would be like trying to kill the president. There's no way we can get to him.
Tom, you know, you surprise me. If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can kill anyone.
Oh, this is going to be so hard to beat. Godfather 2 is, without a doubt, the best, one of the best sequels of all time. So that's the number one seed in the Corleone Sicily region. Pearl, it goes up against the 16 seed, The Karate Kid 2.
Mercy is for the weak. We do not train to be merciful here. A man face you, he is enemy. Enemy deserve no mercy. Danielson, ladies know it forever.
Wow, Michael Corleone against Mr. Miyagi. Tough one.
Does this go to Japan? Sorry, did you say? Karate Kid 2? Does this end up in Japan?
I never watched Karate Kid 2, so I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. And it's the one where he has that instrument where he twirls it in his hand. This is not a great movie, but I did enjoy it.
Hence why it's the 16 seed.
It's a 16 seed in this region, the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. The 8-9 matchup in this region, the 8 seed, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
You throw down your camera, and we won't hurt you. You'll never hear from us again. Okay?
You promise?
I cross my heart and hope to die.
Okay.
Okay, kid. Give it to me.
Direct it.
This is like a snuff film. I mean, they inflict so much pain on these guys.
And also, it becomes very clear in the sequel, they really want to kill Kevin. Not just like,
they want to
murder this little child.
They do.
You could do so much fun stuff in the 80s and 90s you can't do now.
Home Alone 2 Lost in New York is up against the 9th seed in this Corleone Sicily region. The 9th seed is Frozen 2.
Hey, let me ask you, how do you guys cope with the ever-increasing complexity of thought that comes with maturity?
Oh, God.
Brilliant. It's so refreshing to talk to the youth of today. Our future's in bright hands. Oh, no, don't shoot that. You don't know what I stepped in.
Okay, the 5th seed in the Maggie Perloff sequels bracket is Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan.
I have been, and always shall be, your friend. Live long and
You love this one.
Oh, con! Remember the Seinfeld episode of where they Jerry and Kramer get into a big fight about which the better Star Trek sequel? And basically, Kramer wins because he was a karate star, and then they find out that he was beating up kids.
Yeah, I do remember.
Anyway, long story. This is Ricardo Montalban as Khan, iconic Star Trek bad guy.
So that's a fifth seed in this region, and it goes up against a 12th seed, Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Where is her treacherous husband now? But in a place where she can visit if she wished. Mine! It's with the ancestors! I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world, and my entire family is gone! Have I not given everything?
Whoa. All right. If you're wondering what the heck are we doing right now, we're doing the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket, and that was a clip from Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Yeah. This is the one with the blue people, in case anyone... Blue people, right, EJ?
Atlanteans, but yes.
Avatar?
So glad that EJ
is
here.
No, not the big blue people. It's a medium-sized blue
Don't
people.
Don't worry. We'll get to the other
It was
blue
a little weird. A lot of people watched that movie and said, wait, is that a crossover with Avatar?
Okay, so we're in the Corleone-Sicily region, the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket. The fourth seed in this region is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
If I touch someone, I can feel their feelings. You feel love.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I feel a general unselfish love for just about everybody.
No, sexual love.
No, I don't.
For her.
No.
She just told everyone your deepest, darkest secret.
Dude, come on. I think you're overreacting a little bit.
You must be so embarrassed. Do me.
You gotta watch these movies, Mag.
Okay, I haven't seen that one. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 faces off against the 13 seed in the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket, movie sequels, Paddington 2.
It's so wonderful to meet you all. You must say it's a great relief to know that Paddington's already made such sweet friends.
Would you excuse us a moment? What are you doing?
Talking to the nice men.
Nice men? Mary, we can't trust these people. I mean, look at them. Talk about a rogue's gallery. Hideous. And as for that bearded baboon in the middle, he's hardly got two brain cells to rub together.
We can still hear you, Mr. Brown.
Oh, yeah.
That was the light you turned off.
That's a pretty funny clip. Okay.
But these movies, strangely similar. Paddington 2 and Guardians 2.
Both funny clips. Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket.
Both action movies.
We got four to go here. The sixth seed in this region is Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
It's so wonderful to meet you all. I must say it's a great relief to know that Paddington's already made such sweet Manny. Friends.
We're up to Harry Potter.
Same accent.
I'll give you that. You played us Paddington again. I was like, man, is that same actress in both of these movies? Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
It's so wonderful to meet you all.
All right, pause on that. The sixth seed is Harry Potter. It goes up against the 11th seed in this movie sequels bracket, Lethal Weapon 2.
One, two, three!
Just get off me, man. I don't want anybody to see us like that.
Okay. The third seed in this region, movie sequels, Top Gun Maverick.
What the enemy doesn't know is your limits. I intend to find them, test them, push beyond. Today we'll start with what you only think you know. Show me what you're made of.
Okay, the third seed in this region, Top Gun Maverick, faces off against next Friday.
Hey, man, what you... Don't do that. Hey, let go. I'm telling you, don't mess with her.
Slow down.
Oh, man.
Dang, you walk fast.
I'm Daddy Cousin Craig. What's your name?
Carla.
Craig and Carla. That sound good together, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Hey, She's a sack chaser, man. I tried to hit it. She wouldn't even give me none. It ain't gonna work. I bet you don't get none. I bet you don't get it. I bet you don't get it. I hope you don't get it.
All right. This is the Maggie Perloff movie sequel bracket. That was funny. The seventh seed in this region is Creed 2.
I'm the champ, right?
Yeah.
So I ain't got a choice.
Choice. That's the same thing your father said, and he died right here in my hands. Look what his choice put your mother through. You don't want to really bring all that stuff up again, do you, kid?
I thought you would get it. If I don't take this fight, I gotta live with it right now.
That kid was raised in hate. You know what I'm talking about? You weren't. Don't do it.
But you did.
It's different.
It was different.
It's a lot different.
That was when Adonis tells Rocky he wants to fight Drago's son. And obviously, Drago killed Apollo.
Oh, yeah. I got to be honest. This is the only movie
Spoiler.
In this.
Spoiler.
The only movie
came
in this
out
bracket.
1989, but sure.
I haven't seen this one. I saw it. Next Friday is on streaming right now. I saw it 2 weeks ago. Amazing. All these movies, Creed 2, I miss this one.
You sat down and watched Next Friday?
Yeah, Uncle Elroy. Unbelievable. It's actually trending on one of the services. It's like the hottest movie out there now. You know how movies come back? For some reason, Next Friday is back in.
Funny. I wouldn't have pegged you for a Next Friday guy, but why not? I know you love Ice Cube. Okay. Second seed in this region. 10 seed. Thank you, Manny. The 7 seed, Creed 2, goes up against the 10 seed, Twisters.
How you feeling, brother? Oh, top of the world, man. All thanks to my crew. I got Boone on camera.
Yeah. We got Lily, yeah, my Dexter, Danny. You viewers ask me, can you shoot fireworks up a tornado? And the answer is yes. Yes, you can.
Woo!
How are you doing back there, Ben? Ben?
Oh.
All right. You feel it? Chase it? Remember, you kids, do not try this at home. We are professional tornado wranglers.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, and the last matchup in this region of the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, is the second seed.
Horn of Helm Hammerhand shall sound in the deep one last time. Yes!
Let this be the hour. We draw swords together. Fell deeds awake.
Now for wrath. Now for ruin. And the red dawn.
Wow, that sounds even nerdier than I thought out of context. That was super cool to see.
I actually have seen all three Lord of the Rings, fell asleep in every single one of them.
Wow.
The second seed, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, takes on the 15th seed in this region, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
It's going to be a beautiful night.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had someone to share it with.
Oh, come on. We have each other.
Oh, I think we've got more than that. Take a look.
And I think we found our jam for the summer. This show really just got to that if you were watching on the live stream. Manny discovered ABBA like 10 minutes ago. So he's really into it.
Love these Swedish people, wherever they're from.
So there you go. This is the Corleone Sicily region of the Maggie and Perloff movie sequel bracket. Again, Godfather 2 is the number one overall seed. You can go vote now at Maggie and Pearl on X.
You know I have cardinal rules about sequels. And the number one thing is if your star doesn't come back for the second one, I can't get down with you.
Which one of these does that apply to?
Everyone knows Meryl Streep's character died in Mamma Mia 2 because of a contract dispute.
Is that right?
I think she might have made a 2-minute cameo.
Is that it?
Yeah, they could get Meryl back. Ian EJ and EJ's fiance have been arguing about this one. Come on, you have Mamma Mia 1 is based on the actual play and is just on fire. Mamma Mia 2, a letdown for me as a big Mamma Mia fan.
Who replaced Meryl Streep?
They just worked around her. The whole thing was mourning Meryl Streep's character. It's a bit of a downer.
That's sad.
So all three men involved in the original, Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, and the other guy, Skarsgård, they are trying to figure out how to move on with their lives without Meryl Streep. It's quite sad.
Okay, well,
total spoiler. I'm
definitely not seeing it now.
It's actually
it is a good movie though.
I'd rather just dance around to ABBA.
You can do that too.
Watch that. Okay, so there you go. Top of the top, Godfather 2. Bottom of the bottom, Karate Kid 2. On this, by the way, in this region, yes, sir.
Results are in.
Lay it
on
us.
We got a result in the Gotham region.
Is it one vote?
2 seed versus 15 seed. Lost World Jurassic Park moves on.
I think that the debate over the parental instincts of the T-Rex is now academic.
Hang on, this is going to be bad.
You're talking about a 50.5% win over Ghostbusters 2, which is at 49.5.
Wow.
America, Maggie, I think you made a mistake.
You shouldn't have said anything about going to vote. You should have just went and voted. And not said, I think people heard you and said, you know what? I'm going to screw Maggie over voted against you. Yeah.
Well, then that means me and the audience really have some things we got to iron out.
Was that Julianne Moore in that?
Yeah.
I think you're an idiot.
Telling you, you guys are passing on a very important film of our generation, Ghostbusters 2. I'm disappointed in us all.
Maggie, just because you loved it when you were 11 and it was on cable doesn't mean it was a great movie.
But I was a baby.
Right. I'm genuinely curious now. When is the last time you sat and watched from start to finish Ghostbusters 2?
Not as long ago as you think. But can I go cast for cast? You get Jeff Goldblum and Julianne Moore, but I give you Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Rick Moranis.
What?
Yeah, they were awesome in Ghostbusters 1.
And also in 2.
To be fair, though, if it couldn't beat Jurassic Park 2, it probably wasn't that great a movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I'll just go with what the voters have decided because this is a democracy around here.
It might have been a one-trick pony franchise because they keep trying to remake it, and each one is more awful than the next. The Paul Rudd Ghostbusters are a train wreck.
Well, they made it all female, and that deeply offended a lot of people, and then they decided to put it back to men, and then that also didn't work. So I think
some kids in there, too.
Yeah, they saw the show
Child
on Netflix?
Labor? Stranger Things.
They're like, we're going to be exactly like Stranger Things and appeal to a young audience, and it fails.
They used a kid from Stranger Things, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to comedies, I think, are very hard to do sequels for. It's the one genre which is hardest.
Yeah, disagree, because I love them all. But anyway.
You're the one.
I'm the one. Bogus says headlines. Again, go vote Maggie and Pearl on X. And this is the second region of our movie sequel bracket is now open for voting.
So we got headlines, and again, we've got an actual baseball game. Ooh. They have hit the top of the 9th inning of the Tokyo Dome. Aww. The Dodgers have just taken a 4-1 lead now on the Cubs. An Ohtani double, a Teoscar Hernandez RBI single, getting them that most recent run. They are still batting with one out, top 9. They'll play again tomorrow. They come back to the States, some more spring training games, and again, next Thursday is full opening day. So where do we want to begin with the Sixers? There's Paul George's season-ending injuries or last night's disappearing 25-point lead.
Pass out straight away, three-point try, like got it! It's a three-pointer as Jalen fell down, and the Rockets have scored the first 6 in overtime.
Matt Thomas, Rockets Radio, Jalen Green, and Jabari Smith Jr. each scored 30 as Houston rallied for the 144-137 OT decision after never leading in regulation. They win in overtime. The Sixer lead was 25 shortly after intermission. They were also up 8 with a minute to go in regulation, but could not close out. And again, they lose in overtime.
Well, first of all, that's awesome because we obviously want them to be better lottery odds.
Sure.
Thank God. That's a victory last night. Have you read about what they're trying to do to Paul George's, his knee?
What are they doing?
Injections?
Like, why are you even bothering? what is the point of putting all this medical technology into Paul George's knee? The guy was finished 3 years ago.
The best part is they've only ruled him out for the regular season because they could erase their 5-point gap to that 10 spot and make the play-in.
I think they've got like 100 million reasons to be injecting him full of stuff.
No, but they're not playing him anyway. That's why I thought it was really strange. They had this in-depth medical report when their season's long over. So rest.
But I think the shots he got are supposed to fix him.
For next year?
For life. Like, I think this is just like him getting treatment for the injuries, and therefore he's got to miss 6 weeks.
That's ambitious. Fix him for life.
No, I just thought it was good interesting luck, that buddy. They were going like to so much detail. Shots. This season is over.
Yeah.
I think they also do this to show the league office, like, hey, he's really, really hurt.
Oh, we're not tanking. Interesting.
I mean, you guys you didn't invent it, but you perfected it. You know,
yeah, that's
your GM got fired for it, and they put a Colangelo in there. I mean, that's rough.
Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't think of that because I thought just let him rest or do whatever. Like, I didn't even think this should be a headline that Paul George, because they wouldn't play him even if they could. Anyway, good loss. I'm totally psyched.
So overtime in Philly and overtime as well in Minnesota.
Into the corner, an impossible three is drained by Toppin off the catch. He was floating out of bounds in the left corner, and that was a shot that most players wouldn't even try. He tried it because he had to, and he made it. That was a remarkable shot.
Mark Boyle on Pacers Radio: Obi Toppin ain't Reggie Miller, but he looked like him on this shot. Indy, a 132-130 win in OT, snapping the team. T-Wolves 8-game winning streak.
Toppin went 7 for 10 from behind the arc. Obi Toppin.
Former Nick.
That's right. Keep going.
The Nuggets snapped the Warriors
from behind the arc.
7-game run without Jokic and Jamal Murray, 114-105. The Bulls got a 111-97 win in Utah, and the Knicks dropped the Heat, 116-95, in a game delayed for 10 minutes in the third quarter, because Tracy Morgan got sick at his courtside seat.
Now I can see why I got so many kids.
Has he tweeted or anything to tell people he's okay?
No, and I also wanted to ask the group, I guess, because I think Manny mentioned it, that he also had a bloody nose. Yeah. But then I saw that some people thought that he had the towel just had a red logo on it, and he didn't have a bloody nose.
That could be true. There are some red logos on those towels, but I mean,
we need an investigation now. Because if he's puking and bleeding out of his nose, that is like bubonic plague. I mean, that is not good. Bloody noses.
We're going to lose Kenny Albert.
Don't usually come with vomiting.
Maybe this is, maybe we shouldn't be having so much fun with this story.
We're not having fun with it. Now we're just asking questions because I didn't know that thing about the logo. I mean, listen, it's a crazy visual. And we're wishing him well. No one's wishing him ill. Ugh, this is a poor choice of words. But he really puked. This was not like a small little...
Anybody ID'd the other people in the picture on Celebrity Row?
Steve Sciarippa.
But about the two girls that you mentioned, are they anybody of significance we should worry about? Make sure they're okay?
I mean, I am worried about them, but no, I have no idea who
they are. He's more worried about Instagram handles.
Manny would really like to know what are their names, where are they?
We can't lose Sydney Sweeney to whoever Tracy Morgan is.
Oh, please, no.
No.
Steve Sciarippa keeping the weight off.
Yeah, he looks fantastic.
Looks great.
Oh, yeah.
The Eagles and stud offensive lineman Lane Johnson have a new agreement through 2027. Johnson is now guaranteed $40 million over the next two seasons. Philly also adding former Giants pass rusher Azeez Ojulari.
Dead to me.
The Columbus Blue Jackets have now lost 4 straight, 6 of 7, 2-1 losers against the Devils last night. Those Jersey goals coming 39 seconds apart in the second period. Columbus remains 2 points behind the Rangers for the last wildcard spot in the East. And finally, Michigan baseball player Mitch Voit has apologized for his unique celebration after an RBI triple Sunday against USC. Voit pretended to snort the third baseline as if it was cocaine. He says that's not him. He made an immature decision in the heat of the moment.
Stop it, man.
To snort the third baseline.
Baseball players hit doubles and they're humping the air over at second base. Uh-huh. Come on. Immature heat of the moment. This is what this baseball culture.
I got to be honest, it made me a little more interested in what the heck's going on with the Michigan baseball team. Because I don't think you just come up with that celebration out of nowhere.
Feels more like an 80s celebration, too.
I say 86 Mets are jealous.
Yeah.
I know. Missed opportunity.
I didn't know they were still enjoying that kind of thing in the baseball world.
Ann Arbor, baby. Look out. Pre-game lines.
Do you have to apologize for that? That's not a real apology. That's I'm sorry for those I offended.
Yeah, well, that's basically what he said. I don't think he was ever in real trouble. I don't think anyone was going to
His mama made him apologize?
Maybe somebody did.
I don't think it was the coach or the AD. I think maybe it was mom or papa.
To be honest, if that is your kid that does it, you might want to keep an eye on that.
Nah, attaboy, baby. Way to hit that triple, boy.
I don't know. If that's my son, I'm just like, all right, what's really going on?
Come on.
He definitely just pretended to snort the third baseline.
Yeah, he just hit an RBI triple. Yeah. Attaboy, Mitch.
By the way, are we sure it was a cocaine reference? He might have been chopping up Adderall. That's what the kids do.
Yeah, wow.
You're not wrong.
It's like cocaine. What's
you really
that?
Can't do it. As Theo Vaughn said to Donald Trump in that, what's wrong with a country where you can't do cocaine anymore because cocaine is out because of fentanyl? Anyway, that's a dark turn.
Yeah. That was definitely something that's right. Was said.
I was like surprised a young kid with a coke reference because it's not in.
Well, right that's now. I'm not a young kid. So when you snort something, to me, you're snorting coke.
Now you might be chopping up oxys. You never know anymore.
Wow.
Thanks for the
lesson. I didn't realize how many things you could snort.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you can snort whatever you would like.
A lot of people.
Manny, you have a tough segment.
I'm just stating facts.
So all the reasons why we're thankful that you're single.
Manny can tell you.
Not fathering kids.
The perks hit your bloodstream a lot faster if you snort them.
You know the vibes. I don't because, you know.
We don't need a demonstration.
I was just taking a deep inhale. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure. Wow. Learn something new every day. That whole Mad Max thing you said earlier, and apparently you can snort all
one
types
thing
of things.
You don't want to snort is chalk.
Yeah, no,
actually, he's a real wild man
that's
for doing that.
No. That's a hard no. I've heard.
That's him being a real animal. Well, he said, I'm sorry. So there you go. Coming up, top of the hour, John Fanta is going to join us. Fox Sports college basketball broadcaster. I'm sure he's really
that
bummed
is,
he missed this conversation.
That's pure excitement of Fanta, by the way.
We love him. He's the best. He really is. And also coming up, we have the one player you have to be watching this NCAA tournament. Spoiler.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not Cooper Flagg. All right, if you're keeping track at home, it's the second time that Manny's played Dancing Queen this show.
Manny, you should come to my house. All we do, my daughter is a big drama kid. All we do is play musical theater music. And it's this. And
you don't even have the best ABBA song. You realize this, right?
Listen, I just discovered them about 25 minutes ago, so.
Manny discovering things that happened before the year 2000 is a fun element of the show, but you got to look around a little more.
Not gonna
What's
lie.
The best ABBA? This is
Give Me a Man After Midnight is much better than Dancing Queen.
I went to an ABBA night at a club one time in Philadelphia. That was a good time.
By the way, a dude can't really dance to Give Me a Man After Midnight.
Well, I mean, you're listening to ABBA.
Give me a man after midnight.
It's your decision to dance to ABBA. What comes on, like, you got to commit.
Yeah. I think, I would argue Dancing Queen might be their most iconic hit.
It might be their most iconic, but it's not their best song. Okay. And this will be the new great debate for tomorrow. Meanwhile, NCAA tournament. Let me get to that because I want to make sure we are bringing attention to someone who needs your attention. And he may not actually be in the tournament for long, so we got a shout about right now. And that would be 6'9", 250-pound big man from Wofford named Kyler Filiewicz.
One more time.
6'9", 250-pound bruiser. Kyler Filiewicz. Now, Perloff, you're like, well, how am I going to know?
Some big meaty men slapping meat.
How am I going to know who this guy is? Well, I'll tell you. He's wearing a headband because he's got a receding hairline. So he's trying to cover it up. And not just that.
35?
He has decided mid-season or thereabouts to switch up his free throw shooting form to go granny style. He's going underhand on the free throws. The problem is they have not made him any better at making free throws. He was hitting about a 30% clip before, which is pretty atrocious, and he's still hitting a 30% clip. But anyway, this dude's a character, 6'9", 250 pounds, headband covering the receding hairline. Wofford is the 15 seed. They face off against Tennessee. That's Thursday in Lexington. Mark your calendars.
But you keep saying 6'9", 250 or 350?
At 250.
Is that big? That's normal.
For Wofford? How many guys do you think like are that big playing in the Southeast Conference?
Well, when you're 6'9", you kind of usually weigh about 250 pounds. I have to see this guy. I thought
6'9", 250? I don't think so. More like 6'9", 225 maybe.
Yeah.
But that 6'9", 250, I thought he was going to be 300 pounds. Like DJ Burns, like DJ you think Burns. He weighed 350? Well, I mean, 250?
There are not a lot of those guys. I mean, we thought he could be an offensive lineman.
LeBron is 6'9", 250, right?
Yeah, and he's
right,
huge.
But he's chiseled.
Yeah.
I don't know if this guy has a LeBron workout plan.
And the haircut is, I mean, LeBron
got the
also
LeBron haircut.
Has a receding hairline. Not the same type. This guy is a little more insurance salesman than what you're thinking of, right? He's got like a comb over type of thing.
Yeah, every
sorry insurance.
I love what was the guy? Remember last year there was an old guy with Oakland
who Jack Golkey.
Golkey, yeah.
Threes. I love those kind of older looking.
Well, he was like more NCAA like male tournament. Pattern baldness.
Yeah,
he was also like 28.
Exactly. I don't know how old Filiewicz is. Winnipeg native, so you know he's going to be real. He's going to be real tough. You know, he's
got to be tough for those winters in Manitoba.
What's crazy about doing the granny style free throws is if they're not working, why don't you just go back to the overhand?
Maybe he's shooting overhand for 20 something years. Like, he's got to give it some time. He can't just abandon it after a couple months.
I mean, do you think his basketball career is going to last past Thursday?
Fair point.
Go play overseas.
Go play
baby.
In South Korea, maybe. Buddy.
Yeah, it's exactly where I was thinking of going.
Anyway, this sounds like I was dissing him. He's must watch. So there you go. Kyler Filiewicz got the headband and shooting the granny style free throws. Keep an eye out when Wofford plays Tennessee on Thursday in Lexington. Coming up, we have John Fanta is going to join us to break down everything in the bracket. He's the best. Don't move.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.